Deseret News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson is asking GOP lawmakers to maintain decorum when President Biden delivers his State of the Union address tonight.
Citing Republican lawmakers who attended the gathering, some media outlets reported that the speaker made the request during a closed-door GOP conference meeting Wednesday morning. President Biden is scheduled to deliver his State of the Union address to a divided Congress that includes many of his top Republican critics. That dynamic was on full display last year when some GOP lawmakers heckled the president throughout his address in the House chamber. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee, General Eric Kurilla, who leads U.S. Central Command, says the Middle East is exploding in violence after Hamas's October attack on Israel.
The central region faces its most volatile security situation in the past half century. This is not the same central region as last year. The events of 7 October not only permanently changed Israel and Gaza, it created the conditions for malign actors to sow instability throughout the region and beyond. Iran exploited what they saw as a once-in-a-generation opportunity to reshape the Middle East to their advantage.
He also said the risk of an attack by violent extremists in Afghanistan on American and Western interests abroad is increasing. Officials in Texas say power lines ignited massive wildfires across the state's panhandle region that destroyed homes and killed thousands of livestock last week. Texas A&M Forest Service said Thursday that investigators concluded power lines ignited the Smokehouse Creek and Windy Dews fires. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 130 points, the Nasdaq rose 241. This is SRN News. In the fourth part of our week-long series, Jack Graham, senior pastor at Prestonwood Baptist Church in Dallas, acknowledges many Christians feel we're nearing the end times as outlined in Scripture. He says he's stepped up Prestonwood's evangelism outreach and has challenged his pastoral team to reach 1 billion people out of the 6 billion living on earth.
It sounds insane to think that you could reach 1 billion, but it is possible now through media, through technology. We're committed to doing it. We want to bring as many people to Christ as possible as soon as possible. So now's the time. And I like what my friend David Jeremiah says. We don't know for sure if this is the end of days, but we know that we are living in the days at the end. So whatever time we have on the clock, now's the time to do what God has called us to do.
Pastor Graham says he's encouraged that through digital technology, he's already seen 50 million downloads of his Bible in a Year podcast. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rose to another record with interest rates, easier interest rates, beckoning on the horizon. Treasury yields eased after the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says it's not far from delivering the cuts to interest rates that Wall Street craves. Powell reaffirmed the Fed's position that cuts may start this year if inflation continues cooling. Traders are also trying to guess when the European Central Bank will cut rates after it left them alone on Thursday. The Dow was up 130 points to close at 38,791. The Nasdaq gained 241 to 16,273. The S&P 500 added 52 points to 51.57. New York oil rose, or fell, 20 cents rather, to $78.93 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.